This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. I am super, super freaking excited to have Mitch Steven on the line. Mitch, you there?
I am here.
You are there, of course, and you're in Texas. I'm in Texas. We're going to have a ton of fun today. So, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood with The Win, and in purpose of this whole podcast and this show and this radio show, listen to across 25 stations across the country, is to help you start a business. And if you already have a business, to grow it. So I'm very excited to have someone that I've known for a couple of years. He lives in San Antonio. He does a ton of different things in businesses, as well as a ton in real estate, which I'm very excited to have that. We're going to go into that more. So listen up. Just stay tuned. His name is Rich Steven. He has been a self-employed real estate investor for 20-plus years. His real estate investing career started at the sweet, young, little age of 23, and he read The Nothing Down by Robert Allen, which, by the way, I've read as well. It was really awesome. So Mitch, together with his wife, Tommy, and his daughters, and Shannon, purchased their fair share of local houses in the San Antonio area. Their company, Independence Day Incorporated, has bought and sold over 1,300 properties in about the San Antonio area since 1996. And this, of course, this company specializes in buying distressed properties with OPM, that's called Other People's Money People, and selling those properties with owner financing. So we're going to get into it. Let's talk about it, Mitch. You obviously are also a storage facility owner, but let's start with your book. You've got a few out there. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, first of all, they're all under the My Life in 1,000 Houses series. And I wrote the first one, which was kind of autobiographical, which just kind of explained how I had to keep morphing in this business. And it was also kind of the tale of what happens after the Get Rich seminar. After you go to that seminar and they tell you how you're going to make all this money and show you big checks, this is what really happens right after that, when you go out there and you try to get some of those big checks.
What? Are you saying that's not all 100% real? What?
Well, it can be done and it's all true. It's just They make it sound so easy, you know?
Yeah, you just find a house and then you flip it. Look, there's 20 grand and there's all these little things that happen along the way and what I call challenges that pop up. You know, remember that, I don't know if you remember this, maybe I'm old, but Chunk E. Cheese, and they still have it, and it's a game where it pops, 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 and you have to hit, and you're trying to like discover where the thing pops up. That's what I feel about real estate investing. It's like, you just want to sell the house or you just want to buy the house or whatever. It's like, all these things come up. You're like, pop, 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 right? That's
I was going to be rude and say, I don't remember that. I guess I was younger. But I do remember, so.
Anyway, Point is, so let's, okay, so you have a ton of different books out, and I'm just going to read them out loud so people can go check them out. My Life in 1,000 Houses, and it is a series. So the next book is Failing Forward to Financial Freedom. Another one is 200 Plus Ways to Find Bargain Properties. Another one is The Art of Owner Financing. That's awesome. So you can find those at the following website, 1000houses.com. 1000houses.com. So, I mean, you know, I've known each other for a while. We're now in 2017, early first quarter of 2017 sitting here. You've ridden the wave, you know. So what has been the wave here in Texas, and what's been happening the last couple of years in real estate?
Well, we had the recession was the big thing. That was terrific. My business model thrives in the recession because my business model, owner financing, which is the reason why I wrote My Life in 1,000 Houses, The Art of Owner Financing, is because I think it may be recession-proof. So far, it's survived three recessions. And the reason is I buy these houses with OPM, other people's money, and then when I sell them, I finance them to the buyer. I just take a down payment, and they make payments to me. So nowhere in this equation did you hear the word bank. And so when the bank shut down, everyone else goes out of business, and Mitch Steven and his little Independence Day Inc., cashforhouses.net, keeps a chug-a-lugging down the road, and it actually picks up steam because I'm the only guy open.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I got caught in it. I got caught in the 06, 07 downturn, wipeout, readjust, what you want to call that thing.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. What happens in the recession? The banks clam up, right? When the banks stop loaning money, what happens to the price of houses? They fall. And the core belief of the owner finance strategy is that a person paying $1,000 a month to rent would rather pay $1,000 a month to own. So if the prices of the houses are falling because no one can get a loan to buy a house, then what happens to rents? If no one can buy, they're either buying or they're renting. I mean, they're not going out under a bridge or living in tents. Most of them, you know, 99.9999% are. The rents are going up. So if your business model is based on the rents and the rents are going up, during the recession, my owner finance houses are appreciating right along with the rents because I'm just backing into the rents to get my sales price. And so it's a perfect storm. In the recession, I'm buying at the low of the low, and then I'm selling at the high of the high, and everyone's my customer because the banks have shut down, and they all still have to have places to live. So I'm getting to talk to a lot more people. In 2009, during the height of the recession, I was buying a house a day.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And that, for every people to understand, maybe you're thinking, well, how is he doing that? Is it with cash? Is it own cash? Can you explain to people like what OPM means? What does that mean? If the banks are closed, this is 2009, just to give you a fallback, you know, what did that look like? That looked like Goldman Sachs going under. There was a lot of things.
Countrywide was the whistle, the first bell to go off, and then the rest of them started falling.
You couldn't get a loan at all. Even today, as we're speaking, when I talk to people about getting a loan, they say things like, well, they want 20% down. When you're thinking 20% down of just a $200,000 house, that's a big chunk of change, 40K, right? And when you're looking at the average house, and I'm talking in Austin right now, 350 to 400,000, 20% of that, that really puts a lot of people out of the market, right? So, I mean, explain to people what OPM means exactly and how that happened in 2009.
The recession started in 2008. I didn't wake up till about 6 or 7 months later and was looking at the prices of houses and said, holy crap, the down market is here right in my town. It's time to buy. And so I, you know, got off the golf cart and quit messing around and rolled up my sleeves, went to the office and started calling my private money people. OPM, other people's money. I borrow private people's money. I pay them 8%, 6 to 8% interest, depending on how much I borrow, what percentage of the LTV, loan to value. And they give me their money for interest only, 5 years, non-recourse, which means it's a collateral only loan. But I only borrow, if I'm going to buy a $100,000 house, I average about $55,000. So I'm just a little over 50% is what I'm borrowing, just only. And so they're in a great protected position. And, you know, if I don't pay them what I say I'm going to pay them, then they have a first lien on my house and they get my house. And the house is worth a lot more than what I owe them. Now, that being said, Heather, if you're planning on getting my house, don't plan on that. Don't hold your breath because in 1,500 houses, that bio is a little old. In 1,500 houses in my career, I've never given a house back to anyone, never filed bankruptcy, never been foreclosed on, never anything. So there's too much margin, and I'm too good at what I do to have to worry about giving back houses. So I borrow the money from private people, and then I demand a down payment in 20, 25, 30 years worth of payments from the people who buy the house from me. Again, no bank.
Interesting. Now, have you ever had to be the one that forecloses on the property of the buyer? Have you ever had to do
that? Oh, yeah. You have to. I mean, I don't like it. And I don't want to, and it's not my goal, but if they stop paying me, I have to get my house back and sell it to someone who I think can pay.
So here's a better question, right? So I told you this story privately, and I'll kind of share a little bit about it, but my fiance, Don, had some properties in San Antonio, in your backyard, as they call it, and he's got one, what I call a bad property, you know, the bad in the egg, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, no matter what, how many times a tenancy gets in there, someone just destroys his property, like, every time we turn around. And I said to him, you know, we need to stop renting it, sell it, or do what Mitch does, owner financing. Because what happens is if the toilet does this or the AC does that, you know, it's always breaking. He's having to go down there and fix it. So people listening, if that happens, let's just say you own a property and you're renting it or you're overfinancing it. Do you have to, you know, go down there and fix the plumbing or fix the AC unit?
Once upon a time, I was going to get free because I bought what all the gurus were saying, the buy and hold theory, which is a bunch of BS. You know, BS. All this crap that you're going to buy these houses and you're going to owe $500 and you're going to collect $900, so you're going to keep $400 in the middle cash flow. They just gave 0 ounce of weight to every liability on your side of the page, which is everything you can think of. So let's just start off. Air conditioner, hot water heater, sink, electrical, fuses, fuse box, roof, garage door, sprinkler, carpet, drawers, sinks, toilets, shower heads. Okay, you could go on and on and on forever. I'm just getting warmed up, baby. I'm just getting warmed up, you know? And so they just glossed over that, really. You're just going to clear from the 900, and they just flat out lied to you is what they did.
They also say they're going to pay on time. They're always going to pay. They're never going to hurt, you know, break a window. Like, they're just going to be these perfect little tenants for the rest of their lives. And you and I both know that's not true. They glossed over that in the seminar room.
So I bought into it. I went out and I had 25 houses. I was supposed to make $300 a house. That's $7,500 a month I was supposed to make. Now, even I was smart enough to know that can't go that good.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Our whole world revolves around our smartphones now. You know, they say we look at our phones on an average of 150 times a day or more. Look, if you're a small business and want to grow, you need to reach people where they're looking the most, their smartphones. So text the word START to 72,000 now to learn more from our friends at Mobit, or go to heatherhavenwood.com/Mobit. Again, text the word START to 72,000 now. Are you over 45, 60? Are you relying on the traditional medical field to help you feel great and get you back to a balanced body? Good luck with that. At E2Lab.com, Dr. Don Salyer got sick of people complaining about bloating, inflammation, and feeling sluggish. He has created unique, potent, and powerful non-pharmaceutical supplements to help the body rebalance, detox, and get back to being healthy. Go to E2Lab.com, getting you back to healthy and balanced.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Because I only needed $3,500 to live, but I kept going until I had $7,500 coming in because I thought, at least I'll keep about half of it, you know, and I'll be free. Well, no. At the end of the year, I didn't have anything left. As a matter of fact, I think I lost $1,000. So I'm this serious don't-wanter guy. I mean, the money would come in, or sometimes it wouldn't, and it just wasn't hitting my bottom line. So if you're a landlord and you collect the payments, you don't know if it's your money or not. You could even collect the payments for like 2, 3, 4 months, but you still can't spend it because you're not sure if it's your money. You see, because if the air conditioner breaks and it costs $2,400, then apparently all that money that you're collecting belongs to the air conditioner man. But when you're the bank and you're just receiving a payment and it's their house, so let's go through the other side. I had these 25 houses. I was supposed to collect $7,500 a month. Wasn't working. Not a penny of it was hitting my bottom line. I got real scared, hired a guy for 10 grand, my last 10 grand. As if 10 grand wasn't enough in 1990, whatever. It was my last 10 grand, which always makes it like tenfold more important.
It's not 10 grand. It's like, this is all I got, dude.
Yeah, this is it. I'm down to like nothing. He says, trust me. I'm thinking, where have I heard this word before? In short order, he straightens me out. He teaches me, says, quit being the landlord. Go by and find out who in your house wants to give you a down payment. Get a down payment from them. Work out payments for them over 20, 25, 30-year period, 15-year period, whatever you can work out with them, and try to make the payment, including the taxes and the insurance, pretty much what they're paying right now, plus or minus 50 or 100 bucks, and see what you can work out. Well, I didn't even believe in the system. I'm thinking, this isn't going to work. And I tried to sell those houses, but in the neighborhoods that they were in, no one there could get a new loan. And this was during the easy time to get a new loan. So I go out, not even really believing in my heart that this is going to work. In 6 months, I collect $3,000 from every house average, and I've got everyone paying about exactly the same or a little bit more because people will pay more to own a house than to rent. So do the math. I had 3,000 times 25 houses. How much is that?
70,000.
75,000 bucks. So I had 75,000 bucks in my bank account. That wasn't a refundable deposit like the rent, right? What can you do with a $1,000 rent deposit? Nothing. But I collected $3,000 average on all the houses. I had 75,000 in the bank. And that $7,500 now that I thought I was going to get half of when I was a landlord, I'm now getting all of it as the bank. I went from this doom and gloom situation where I wasn't getting any and I was going broke and I'm drowning to having $75,000 in the bank. I'm getting $7,500 a month hitting my account, hitting my bottom line with no liabilities because I'm the bank. Have you ever owned your own house?
Of course.
Yeah, when the toilet broke or the hot water heater broke, did you call the mortgage company and say, hey, you need to send somebody over here?
No, I had to fix it myself out of pocket. Yep.
Right. And if you would have called the mortgage company and said, hey, man, my hot water heater's on the blink, what do you think they'd have told you? They would have told you, hey, hit the road. Send in your payment. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Exactly. So now instead of just trying to get the $3,500 I was hoping for, I was collecting the whole $7,500. And then the note buyer called me.
And then the note – let me ask you before you get into that because it's a whole other world, note buyers, right? So real quick, some people might be asking, what about property taxes, right? So let me just go through the scenario. I want you to answer it. Who's responsible for the property taxes if you are renting the property? who's responsible for the property taxes if you are owner financing? Mitch?
Well, if you're renting the property, I'm going to assume that you're the owner, so you're got to pay the taxes and the insurance, by the way. And if they go up, you got to suffer that loss, and probably your tenant's rent won't go up with the taxes next year because you probably didn't plan for that. And when the insurance company says your insurance is going to be a little more this year just because of cost of inflation, you probably forgot to build that into your contract, so your renter's payment to you doesn't go up. It keeps coming out of you. When you're the owner financier, I sold the house to them for X amount down and X amount per month for X amount of years. It's not my house. It's not my house. It's my 30 years worth of payments.
Not responsible for the increase of property taxes or insurance. That's a key piece. I mean, I guess I live here in Austin. In other big cities, our property taxes have skyrocketed in the last couple of years. I mean, just skyrocketed. But the person that owns the property is responsible, including owner finance.
In the owner finance payment, I collect principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and the escrow servicing fee of $35 a month. And when every year, when we pay the taxes, we usually get a reassessment, and we go back and we find out what the new taxes are, and we reassess the whole payment based on principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and escrow servicing fee. Now, the principal and the interest and the escrow servicing fee usually don't change. The only two things that can probably change is the insurance or the taxes, and if they go up, then we divide that increase by 12 and we add it to their payment. And if it goes down, we subtract that difference by 12 and take it off their payment. Sometimes people can go fight their taxes and the taxes could go down, you know?
Yeah,
not often.
This is a really interesting, it's a different business model. So I want to kind of move into what I call virtual business model, because you and I talked about this also. You really figured out a business model for real estate. And I want people to really hear that, because there's realtor, if you're listening, you're like, there's a realtor and they don't own really anything. They're just salesman, right? And then the investor, the quote unquote, what's out there a lot is the buy and hold or the flippers. You always have the flippers. And then this model, I think this is a long-term strategy. It's a better strategy, but I mean, wrong. I said that long-term strategy. I'm just kind of guessing that. But who's this kind of strategy for? Is this a person that has to be full-time? Who is this strategy for, Mitch?
Well, think about it. If I have 250 notes, And I'm not a landlord, and all I have to do is collect their payments, I can be anywhere in the world, and they either make their payments or they don't make their payments. If they don't make their payments, I call my lawyer. Everyone goes, well, isn't it a pain to foreclose on people? I say, yeah, let me show you how hard it is. You take this thing right here called a phone, and you dial this number right here, and that guy's name is Frank, and you say, Frank, foreclose on this house, 123 Main Street, and call me when you have the keys. Now, where's my margarita?
Where's my margarita? I love that. Yeah, I mean, it's really an interesting business model. There's a lot of conversation about virtual real estate investing business model. I don't know if you want to talk about that at all, but also about the note buying. So which way do you want to go with that?
Let's back up. So I think you're interested in the systems that allow you to have the freedom, whether you're doing it virtual or you're doing it your hometown.
Yeah, the systems to have a real business versus a one-off. Because just real quickly, I feel that what's talked about out there, and you know me, I've been in thousands and thousands of hours of these. They teach one-offs. They don't teach business building.
One-offs is a job. That means you got to do it every time. You do one, you got to do it again. Do one, you do it again. So let's look at the owner finance model. Typical deal. I buy a house for, first of all, I go in and I figure out what the rents are. And then I got this formula. And you figure out from the rents what you can afford to sell the house for if you're offering owner financing. Has nothing to do with the MIA appraiser. Has nothing to do with tax value. Has nothing to do with the BPO, broker's professional opinion. Nothing to do with the CMA. Nothing to do with any of that. Has nothing to do with what happened in the past. Has exactly what to do with what are the rents right now. Right now. And rents are a lot easier to get a handle on than sales. And you can do it in front of a house in like 10 minutes on your phone. And so let's say I could buy this house for $50,000. And so I always borrow $2,000 more at least than what it takes me to get in a house. Closing costs, everything included. I need $2,000 extra dollars for my left-hand pocket. And that's because finding houses is not free. It costs money to find houses. So I borrow $52,000 and my payment's $340 a month. And then I sell it for $110,000 with $10,000 down. And I carry the $100,000 balance that's owed to me at 10% for 30 years. And their payment is like $840, let's just say. And so do you see what just happened there? I made $2,000 when I bought the house, $10,000 when I owner financed it, and I cleared a profit of $500 a month. I got paid $12,000 to create $500 a month coming in, of which I have no liabilities. $500 a month, $6,000 a year, right? Now, if I do that twice a month, I make $24,000. I have $1,000 a month coming in every month now. What's 500 times 360 months? $500 times 30 years worth of payments equals $180,000. Plus, I picked up $12,000 in the down payment, so that's $192,000.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Have you wanted to stop swapping your time for money? Ever wanted to leverage your expertise by selling your knowledge to hundreds of people? I call that smart. And now you can easily and effortlessly, without a web guy, create memberships, online courses, coaching programs. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Start making money off what you know today. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store Kohl's.com for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
With how much money out of my pocket did I just make almost $200,000 in my future? I borrowed the whole $52,000. I have zero. Not only did I borrow the $50,000 to buy the house, I borrowed $2,000 extra. I got paid $2,000 plus picked up $10,000 in the down payment. You can't figure out the rate of return on this because I have no money in it. How many can you do when you have no money in it?
You've really figured out not only is this a one-up, this is a system that people can do over and over and over again. And you've done, how many have you done, oh, this is 2017, 1 month. So last year alone, what do you think how many?
I did 77 last month.
77 last month, which is December of 2015.
Now let's just figure this out. Hold on a second. 77, and that, by the way, is a very typical deal. So 77 times $500 per month, that's $38,500 a month. Now, and then I picked up 77 down payments. So 77 times 10,000 is 77,000. And then I picked up 77 $2,000 extra, so that's another 140,000. So, you see, I do about just under 100 houses a year. I've fallen under 100 in the last 2 years because the real estate market is so friggin' hot. I mean, people are getting multiple offers, but I don't go to the normal places to find houses. I deal in chaos. Wealth comes from chaos. Where is there chaos? Death, disease, divorce, transfers. Winning the lottery is a form of chaos. It's a good form of chaos, but they give away their old crap when they win the lottery. I've bought a lot of houses from lottery winners.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't give a crap anymore. Ah, this 2,000 square foot house in the regular neighborhood is a piece of crap. Now I need this $1 million one. So I don't even care. What is, get off my hands today. How much will you give me? There's good chaos and there's bad chaos. You know, people need $20,000 because they're going to go to jail for 10 years if they don't pay the child support in 3 days. You know, there's just stuff. I didn't make the chaos. I didn't create the chaos. I wish they didn't have the chaos, bless their souls, but they do. And right. Someone's going to get their house, and it might as well be me.
Exactly. I mean, it's a really good point. So, I mean, it is a hot market. I mean, you know, the recession's over. Now we are, you know, when I say we, I'm talking about we're in the San Antonio, San Marcos, Austin area. It's just a hot market right now, okay? So, you know, one, and I want to be cognizant of people that might be in hot areas. San Francisco, California, New York, they're hot areas, Florida. I would say the country's kind of hot right now, but I'm just talking like really red hot areas. Vegas is hot again. How can they use this system to make money in quote unquote hot areas? How can they do that?
Well, I mean, my particular strategy, owner financing, works particularly well in houses that are traditionally sold for on the market for like 150 or less. Because I sell my houses with a high interest rate. I make a couple of points between what I borrow from my private lenders and what I sell. And that's part of the money-making formula. And if you have a whole lot of money racking up 10%, the deal doesn't work. Think about the core belief. A person paying $1,000 a month to rent would rather pay $1,000 to own. At some point, the relationship between the rent and the house payment breaks down in expensive housing. If you keep going up the ladder to 150, 160, 170, 180, at some point, the rent and the mortgage payment don't even resemble each other anymore. They're not interchangeable. And the perfect house is a house that when you sell it with owner financing, the person inside your house owes you $100,000 or less. That is the sweet spot, okay? So this does not work in California. It doesn't work in San Francisco. It doesn't work in Las Vegas, Nevada. It won't work in Austin because Austin's freaking California and Texas, right?
Yeah.
You guys are over there californicating Texas. But most of the state, most of Georgia, Alabama, parts of Florida, Missouri, Kansas, Carolinas, all kinds of places have really affordable houses. In 2009, I told you I was buying a house a day. In February, I bought a house every day. I bought 28 houses that month in February, and it was a 28-day month. Out of those 28 houses, my cheapest house was $12,000, and my most expensive house was $38,000. So here's the magical thing about owner financing. I don't have to fix the house to owner finance it to you for double what I bought it for. I can have a hole in the roof the size of a dining room table because I'm the one giving the loan. And if you like the house and you understand about the hole and I show you the hole and you go, I'll buy that and the hole, I'll buy the house and the hole, how much? And we agree on a down payment and the monthly payments, we're off to the races. Here's the most beautiful plan on the planet, Heather. It is the most beautiful strategy ever invented in the real estate investing strata so far that I know of. It's buy it, don't fix it, owner finance it for double, collect the down payment and be owed payments for years and years and years, and then watch the guy making payments on your house go over budget fixing up your collateral.
Wow, that actually really is good. That's actually really good. I know you have a course out there and a book up out there about that. I want to put that out so you can go to heatherhavenwood.com/1000, heatherhavenwood.com/1000 to check out his book, as well as he has a course about owner financing, what we're talking about today. So go check that out. So this is really interesting. I never thought about that. You know, let's talk about virtual real estate investing. So let's say someone's listening and they're in the middle of Manhattan, right? This is not going to work in Manhattan. Let's just be honest. Or San Francisco or where the heck I am in Austin, right? So can they do this virtually? Can they buy and sell houses in North and South Carolina or in San Antonio and they're not living there?
I'm training 5 people right now to do just that. 2 in the LA area, 1 in New Jersey area, 1 in Portland, Oregon, and another one, I think, in Florida. But yeah, you can. So here's the thing. When I started getting my systems down, I have 4 buying agents. I have 2 salespeople. Everybody gets paid upon success. I don't really have any employees except for 1 person, my daughter Shannon, who has been sitting in that chair for 20 years doing the paperwork and the closings for every deal that comes in and every deal that goes out. And that's my only employee. And in fact, I gave her a percentage of the company a couple of years ago, tied her to the bottom line. But everyone else gets paid upon their success. So I've got people out there, 4 people looking for houses for me every day. I have 2 people that sell my houses every day. They get a percentage of the down payment. And everyone in this family, that 6 people, they all make really close to $100,000 a year or better. And they weren't making that when we met. And I don't like to hire people that want to be involved in real estate. That's the last people I want to hire because they all want to be me. I just want someone who wants a job. So I go find the best Hoover vacuum sales cleaner guy in the region and say, how much you make? And he says, 60. I said, how would you like to make 100? He said, great. I said, well, quit selling that, sell this. I actually give them personality tests. This is what they need to be. They need to be highly motivated, self-motivated. They need to be money motivated. They need not to be entrepreneurial, and they need to be very bad money managers.
Now, what kind of test is that? Is that a Colby? What a test is that?
I used to know. I don't know, but they give them a test all the time. I see them.
First of all, that's really interesting. Money motivated. So I immediately think money motivated is going to be entrepreneurial, but you're right. There are people that are money motivated, but that doesn't want to be an entrepreneur. And it is very different. What did you say? Money motivated, not an entrepreneur. And what was the other one?
Highly motivated, highly responsible. I didn't say that, but I look for responsibility. They have to be responsible. They have to be trustworthy. I don't want them to be entrepreneurial, and I don't particularly care that they know how to manage their money very well.
Interesting. Do you hire, I'm just throwing this out here. Have you ever hired military before, military personnel?
No, not because I have anything against it. They just haven't come across, my path.
We hired a business manager and he's exactly what you just said. You know, he's highly motivated. He's fully responsible, tied to the business and the money aspect, but he's ex-military. So he's very responsible and consistent with everything. And we love that. So, and, you know, out of the military, got kind of, you know, after he got left the military, whatever you want to call it, they don't treat the military very well. So he's highly motivated. You know what I mean? So I really like that about him. Okay. So you're saying that you can teach somebody in Austin to buy and sell in Florida. Is that what you're saying in the virtual? You're teaching people how to do that?
Absolutely. But if you're in Austin, I don't think I'd go to Florida. I think I'd just go to Dallas or Houston or Waco. You know, I know a guy that buys 100 houses a year in Waco. You wouldn't think, but, you know.
Waco's a great town. It is a great town. It still is a great town.
It is a great town. And I'm thinking about, I'm really been jumping back to your military guy. I'm looking for someone probably to be a CEO of a company here soon, and that's what I'm looking for, is like a guy that was higher up in the military that just doesn't take any crap.
Yeah, you know, it's really, I mean, I love the vets, and every time that I meet somebody who's a vet, it's interesting, the gentleman that works for us, he's considered a millennial in the world of that phase, but he doesn't like the millennials because he went through 6 years of the military in the Marines. You can't be whiny to be in the Marines, you know what I mean? Like, all that gets kicked out of them.
I'm raised by Marines, and my brother was a Marine, my father was a Marine. The problem sometimes with the Marines is they don't come in and correct you. They just beat the hell out of you and throw you out the door.
Robbery.
Hey, you weren't supposed to do that. Bam!
I can see that happening. So what do you think is going to happen in 2017? Are you going to continue this business model? Where do you see it happening? Because what I'm seeing right now in the marketplace, it's shifting a little bit. We're possibly going to have a Fed rise, hike, whatever, of the interest rates. And most likely it's coming. So banks are going to start to clamper down a little bit. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. So tell us why your model would still work if the Feds increase rates and on and on.
Well, because I don't need any banks. I borrow money from private people. Instead of paying them 8%, I'll have to pay them 9 or 10%. But everyone's going to have to pay more for money. And in fact, the rates should go up, and I want the rates to go up a little bit because we are a nation of the greatest generations going out the door right now, the last of them. The baby boomers are now at their prime, and that statistical number is like a basketball going down a garden hose. I mean, their numbers are so huge compared to the population. It's literally like, here they come. I mean, a basketball passing through a garden hose. Here come the baby boomers. And here's the problem. They've worked all their life. They're saving their money, and they can't live off of 1% CD rates. So they're forced to go gamble in the stock market, and they're just getting abused like hell in the stock market because I personally feel like it's manipulated by the big boys, and that's not you, and that's not me, and we're not invited to the club. As long as the rates are the same for everybody, I'm still going to continue just buy and sell my houses. I'll pay a little more to my people I borrow the money, and I'll charge a little more to the people I sell the houses to.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala jumping beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
If someone's just listening and saying, you know what, I'm nervous to get investing, I'm scared, will this work? You know, what would you say to them?
I already know it works. I've been doing it for 20 years. I got people all the country that does it. I know it works. The question is, can you make it work? I mean, it works. If it doesn't work, it's not because the strategy's wrong. It's just you're not doing something right. Well, I would be the first one to tell you if you're in a state that's not conducive, because there's some that just have laws that are not conducive, like Pennsylvania. My God, in Pennsylvania, if you try to make a loan, they're going to send you to prison. It seems like they just want to criminalize you for like offering to give someone a loan so they can get a house because you're not a bank. You know, you got to go register as a bank and then they'll let you do it. So I'd stay the hell out of Pennsylvania for other reasons.
Would you suggest this for someone who's never bought and sold a house before? Would you say, hey, I'm a newbie? Would you like, hey, I'm going to buy your book, Mitch, and go through your program? I can, you know, you can do this?
Within my program, while I'm teaching people to find the perfect owner finance houses, we run into other things. And most newbies, what they really need to do is wholesale 3 or 4 or 5 houses and get $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 in the bank so they can get some confidence in themselves and not have a gun to their head to like make the next deal, because that's when you start making bad deals.
Now, with your coaching program, you can go to heatherhaven.com/1000. Tell us about your course.
Well, the online version is about 20 hours of conversation about all the different subjects. Basically, what I did was, it's an interview style. I wrote an outline from A to Z about what it takes to run this business and how all the different facets of it. I show you all the pieces, and then I show you how they fit together. Really nice. And one person who knows an awful lot about the subject interviews me, and we both discuss, and we just keep talking about a subject until there's nothing left to talk about, and then we move to the next subject. That doesn't have any access, but there's enough. We don't hold anything back, because this is what I do. I'm going to dump it all on you, and if you think you can navigate it by yourself, man, more power to you. But if you think I can probably save you from making some really critical mistakes, then you'll find me. But there's the online course. You can take it and launch a career from it. And then if you want a little bit of help, we meet every Tuesday for group coaching or Q&A at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Every 7 o'clock, I've been doing it for 5 years. All of the calls are archived. And not only do you get to be on the call every Tuesday, but you also get 200 hours of archived Q&A, where if you don't want to wait a week for another question and answer session, you can hear me helping people with real-life problems for hours upon hours till you're blue in the face. That's like $3,500 for the year and a $500 renewal. And my commitment on that call is to stay on that call until every single person's question is answered. I have never failed in that endeavor, but typically these calls last an hour and a half to 2.5 hours. There's no particular order or topic. If you have a question or a comment or you want to share a victory or you want to, you know, get some prayers over a loss, we're all in there for everything. And then if you think you just want to be able to pick up the phone and call me anytime you want to, I'm $15,000. But here's the catch. I'm not a Milhouse. I can't take 100 people and give them my phone number, right? So I got to deal with about 10 people at a time. Because here's one of the really big differences between me and a whole bunch of people out there, is that when you sign up to be mentored by me, I don't delegate you off to some student that did 15 deals last year. I mean, you're getting me, 1,500 deals, 20 years worth of experience, all my contacts, my resources. You know, I'll show you my scars and why they happened so that you don't have to get one.
Exactly. And I, you know, as I told you before, I'm actually looking at being one of your clients so, with the coaching program. So I'm actually in the conversation right now with my fiance about it. So yeah, I mean, it's a great program. And, you know, I've been around a long time with it, with the information marketing real estate industry itself. And I'm not trying to diss it, but there are a lot of people, you and I both know them, that they do 15 houses and all of a sudden they're a master, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. And here's the thing. Because I do it the way I do it, if someone wants to come on with me at that higher level, the $15,000 level, it's just not an automatic yes. I want to talk to you. I want to figure out where you're at. I want to figure out where you've been. I want to figure out who's on board. I want to figure out what the issues are. I'm trying to figure out what's your chances for success, because I got to see you make this money back. So in well over 150 students in my career that paid for that one-on-one, there was one return, and he didn't ask me for it. I saw that it wasn't going to work out. I shouldn't have taken the guy. And I just said, here, this is not working out. Let's get you straightened out. You want to stay in for the calls, then I'll keep the $3,500 and you can stay in on the calls if you want to. But I think you need to go back and do some flips or catch up a little bit, because you're too far behind.
Well, you could, guys, check it out. If you're interested, check out Mitch at heatherhavenwood.com/1000. That's 1000. This is Mitch Steven. You can also check his book out directly at his website. It is 1000houses.com as well. So, I mean, I might be, you know, look, I'm looking at the course myself and talking to him privately. So if you join in and you hear me on one of the calls, say hi. But, you know, I honestly just want to say, I think, you know, you're doing amazing. I just love that you're a friend, and I love that what you're doing in here in the South Texas area. And just last words as we wrap it up.
I do want to say, we've known each other for at least 5 years, I guess, because that first time when someone wanted to take me on a stage and let me express myself about what I was doing in this business, you were an event coordinator for that event in a very ritzy place in San Antonio. You know, so you've seen me for 5 years now. You've watched it all grow up. And I had no idea that it would come this far, that anyone would ever call Mitch Steven and say, I need your help. I know some English teachers that would roll over in their graves right now if they figured out I had 3 books out.
Right. Now, you know, and honestly, the point of that is that I've seen, he was already successful on that day 5 years ago when we did an event, and he's still successful to this day. It's just that he was just now launching his, what we call, information side. But I can honestly say he's been doing this day in, day out as an investor. It's his mastery, you know, and that's what you want as a teacher. You want a master. Right? You don't want just a teacher. You want a master who can say, hey, oh, I've been down that challenge. I've hit that road. Let me tell you exactly what you need to do there, you know, because you probably hit every single challenge.
Now, when people are talking to me about their conversations with their buyers or their sellers, you know, I just start chuckling. They go, what? And I said, oh, I know where this is going. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly what they're going to do, and I know what they're setting you up for. And they go, what? And I said, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. Now, call them back and tell me if I'm not wrong. And they'll call me back and go, son of a gun. Son of a gun, they did exactly what you said they were trying to do. I said, I know. It happened to me.
Because you've been down the road, and that's what you wanted to master. So go check it out at heatherhavenwood.com/1000. Okay, guys, this is The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood. Unfortunately, we had to cut part of this interview due to time constraints, but you can listen to the full interview at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.